The Deputy Prime Minister, Nick Clegg, has suggested the wealthiest people in the UK should pay more tax for a limited period as part of what he calls a longer economic war to bring about recovery. He warns fairness will have to be hardwired into the next phases of restraint if people are to be asked to make further sacrifices. What do you think? 0845 955 678 on the text 81771. Do you agree with our contributors? We've got former Tory Minister Edwina Currie and Lembit Opik, former Lib Dem parliamentary colleague of Nick Clegg. I can imagine that you two are in full 100% agreement on this, Edwina Currie.
Morning, Lisa. Morning, Lembit. I should doubt it. We'll find out in a moment.
Good morning, Edwina.
Well, go ahead, Edwina. What do you think, then, of what Nick Clegg had to say?
Nick Clegg apparently has written an article, I think, in today's Guardian, and it's a precursor to his speech at the Dem conference. So he's acting for the gallery, let's put it like that. There are no clear details of this. There's no clear idea of when it might be brought in. All he's after is having a go in rhetorical terms of bashing the rich. But my concern is this. I'm entirely pragmatic about these things. If I thought it would bring in loads more money, I'd be in favour. The fact is, it's a great idea to tax the rich and squeeze the pips till they squeak, until they get on the plane. It never raises any money. That's the problem.
Would you jump on a plane with all the money you've made from your novels?
Oh, I wish. I wish. my money, please God, I'm going to live to a grand old age like my mum, and my money is mostly invested in a pension fund, which I'm going to need. I'm absolutely sure of that.
Lembit Opik, what do you think then of what Edwina said there? This is just a wee bit of grandstanding, because at the end of the day, Nick Clegg's in a coalition government. He can't get it past the Tories.
Well, first of all, I'm appalled to think that Edwina is anywhere near retirement age. I thought she was around 30. The second thing I was going to say is I'm about to jump on the plane, so apologies if you hear announcements in the background, because I'm calling you from an airport.
Is that because you're leaving?
Are you off, Lembit?
Actually, because I'm coming back, Edwina, because I'm so pleased about this policy. Because there's been a Lib Dem tenet for, frankly, decades. Whatever Clegg and others have said, we are a left-leaning party, and been a tenet for decades to redistribute wealth rather more than we have. And so therefore what Clegg is doing, and Edwina's right about this, he is playing to the gallery, he's playing to the membership who have been crying out for this kind of message. Where I disagree with Edwina is I think it probably would bring in more money, because people who are wealthy are unlikely to leave the country simply because they have to pay a few more percent in terms of tax, and it's been a really, really difficult sticking point for the Lib Dems to have had.
But it is just
a tax cut.
It is just cosmetic, Lembit. It's never going to happen, is it?
Well, you see, that's an interesting question. There are new strains in the coalition. Clegg was very knocked back by the effective withdrawal from Lords reform by the Tories. In exchange for that, he said, well, we can't have boundary changes. So we are beginning to see cracks in the coalition. If the coalition survives, it's possible that there could be some kind of accommodation on it. But the jury's out. One thing's for sure, of course, Clegg knows that there's plenty of trouble ahead for him in the party. I've not always been his greatest advocate, but at least he's beginning to sound like a Lib Dem by saying we should tax the rich more. And I would hate to think that Edwina would leave the country, because she's a very dear friend of mine. But I don't think that, Edwina, you would leave the country, and your friends won't leave the country if you have to pay a few more percent in trying to prop up the economy.
You have to accept, however, that what is being proposed, or what is being run past the public, sounds great on paper, but like all sorts of politicians' ideas, it's going to be much harder to do in practice. I mean, for example, if you want to tax properties worth more than £1 million or more than £2 million, you're going to have valuations done, and that would cost a fortune. That would be an absolute field day for every single estate agent in the country. They would line up for it. They would charge £8,000 to do each one, and off we would go, and we would end up losing more money. If you're going to do it using the local authority rate bands, yes, by all means. But then the sensible thing to do is simply increase the percentage points, if you like, on the top band. Now, I live up near Manchester, and on the whole, there aren't that many properties. But down south, down in the home counties, there are many, many properties in the upper rate band. And you're then talking about squeezing people who already pay the top rate of tax, who also pay national insurance on top of it, who pay the full 20% VAT on everything they buy, and they buy an awful lot, who often are employing people and they're paying the national insurance as well. You actually take a lot of money off wealthy people. And in many cases, it comes to the point where they say, you know what? I'd rather live in Monaco. And they go.
But Edwina, would this not justify David Cameron's slogan that we're all in this together? If we take a wee bit more money off the rich, then suddenly we all feel that that we are, you know, feeling the pain together.
Well, we may feel that, but in the end, if you're really trying to square the circle, if you're trying to close the gap, we have £120 billion a year gap between what is coming in taxation and what is being handed out, very largely in benefits, amongst other things. I mean, that's the other side of the equation that nobody is talking about. And if you are genuinely trying to close that gap, then you have to have policies that work, not policies that cost a fortune to implement and don't bring in any money.
Jacqueline...
Just bear with me a second,
because Jacqueline has rung and she wants to have her say. What do you think?
I think, as far as it's concerned, if the rich would pay the tax that they're actually entitled to pay, rather than having accountants, etc., who can point them in the directions of all these loopholes that us lesser mortals are unable to utilise or know nothing about, there will be no need for them to pay extra tax. But if they would pay the taxes that they are entitled to pay, the country would not be in the state that it's in.
Well, Jacqueline, the thing is...
Seen from the papers about the wealthy people and the way that they have actually escaped taxes. I'll not name names, there's been enough naming of names, but everybody knows who I'm talking about.
Well, let's go to Edwina first, Lembit, just because she's probably the richest of all of us. What do you think?
Well, of course, if you write very successful books, I've got a new one coming out soon, then you can do
cheeky,
reasonably well.
Cheeky.
There you go. The lady has just raised an important point, and closing the tax loopholes is very, very important. I gather that a very large sum of money has been put into HMRC, to the Inland Revenue, to go chase people and to expose people who are using all sorts of tax loopholes. The answer to that, of course, is simpler taxes. Fewer loopholes, simpler taxes, fewer concessions, fewer allowances, fewer of just about everything, and encourage people simply to do what you feel is in the long-term interest of the nation. One of the things, I mentioned pension funds, one of the things that really, really irritates is the idea that we tax pension funds. We need people to save for their future, and that way they're much less likely to be claiming benefits in future, especially when they get old.
Lembit?
My response to that is, first of all, I do intend, I promise, Edwina, I will come and visit you within the next 6 weeks to see if you are richer than I am, and it'll be a delightful
evening. If my house is smaller than yours.
Well, my house may be worth more, but I'm sure yours is bigger. The second thing, and the crucial point here is, and this is the complex thing, what Edwina said is a complex thing, how do you actually increase the tax take? We have to increase the tax take somehow. My concern is, as Jacqueline rightly says, that lots of wealthy people can afford to pay less because they can have smart accountancy arrangements and so forth. Now, that doesn't mean they're being immoral. They're not breaking the law, but the system is such that oftentimes the wealthiest actually pay a smaller percentage of tax overall because they pay tax in a smart way. What to do about it? I think there's only one way to resolve that, and that is to basically make sure that the people who pay the most amount of money, sorry, that's an airport announcement in the back way,
Your taxi, Lembit?
No, that's fine. I'm flying back, as I said. I'm flying back to celebrate Nick Clegg's sensible advice. But the difficulty here is, unless you directly tax income, and so forth, it's very hard to solve the problem. There's a bigger issue in the UK. It's the fact that most of the land is owned by a very small number of people, and there's a whole philosophical debate about that. And there is a case to say the people with the most land should pay the most, but that's probably beyond our scope now. What do we do now? I do think, as Jacqueline says, it would be great if the wealthy step up to the plate and say, we volunteer to pay a few tens of billions more because we think it's right for the country. They're
but
not
Lembit,
going to do that.
Do
and
you,
that's why it's right for Nick to say what he said.
Do you think that these kind of statements will help him? Because, you know, he has been in this coalition government. He isn't doing well at the polls, and it does look like the Lib Dems are heading for a drubbing at the next election, no matter what Nick Clegg says about taxing the rich.
I published a book earlier on, nothing to compare, of course, with Edwina's massive and fantastic terms, but it's a book about the party called The Alternative View. And to be honest with you, I've said that Nick should remain as Deputy Prime Minister, but not as leader of the Liberal Democrats, because I don't think he or, in fact, anyone, not even Mother Teresa, could do both of those jobs. So he has got a serious public relations issue. Clearly, as Edwina said at the start, rightly, I think, he's playing to the conference season. He's playing to very disillusioned activists who once again got a very bad drubbing at the local government elections. Can it save him? He's not in immediate danger, but the knives are out. There's an increasing chatter in the party saying we really need to not have Nick as the leader at the next election. And it's fair enough for him to try and defend his position. From my point of view, as somebody who does believe that increasing taxes on the wealthy is right, and obviously that's the difference between myself and Edwina, I think he's saying the right things. Whether he can push it through, that's the $64,000, or maybe the £64,000 question. I was going to say dollars, but they've got their own problems.
Stephen's on the line. Stephen.
Hi, Ian.
I'm okay. How are you?
Not so bad. A wee question for Edwina and the other gentleman there from the Liberal Democrats.
Lembit.
Do they also agree that the benefits that politicians receive, should them benefits be taken away, i.e. the expenses? You know, I don't get expenses for my job. I'm self-employed. So why should politicians?
I'll see what Edwina says about this, but although I'm not a member of parliament, I was sick and tired of the way that politicians were just dragged over the coals for the expenses of the business. At the end of the day, people who work in large corporations can normally claim their expenses back. It should be the same for for MPs as a whole. Now, it had gone crazy. Margaret Thatcher set up the system as a form of secret tax-free salary because she didn't have the guts to give her MPs a pay rise in 1983. So it was rotten from the start. So legitimate expenses, I would agree with. I think that MPs should have a travel card, which doesn't mean that they get any money. Okay. They simply put their travel through a card, which is then administered centrally. But it's a slightly different matter, really, because we're not talking about cutting the expenses.
Lembit, Edwina, I'm so sorry. I'm going to have to cut you short. I'm so sorry about it, but we're tight for time this morning. Thank you both very much indeed this morning. And we look forward to your new book, Edwina. Is it 50 Shades of Tory Blue?
Oh, you'll have to buy it and find out.
Thank you both very much indeed this morning.